Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June 26th. The grains closed lower with July corn down a quarter cent at 317, July beans down 4 1/4 cents at 865, and July wheat down 12 and 3/4 cents at 474 even. The July wheat got down to 468 and a quarter, rallied about 6 cents off of that. That's now a double bottom low at 468 and a quarter on the July wheat going back to last September. So we'll see if that can hold here and maybe build a base for some higher prices. But with harvest and, you know, no positive news out there, I'm not sure it'll hold. But at least it's something maybe to hang our hats on. Corn and beans a little bit lower here. We had the dollar up just a few ticks. And the crude oil is down 44, so no help there to the grains. Stock market's down 700 points, almost on its lows. A lot of fear about the coronavirus, you know, really expanding in the states that opened early, Texas, Florida, and a few others. It looks like they're going to have to shut down again. Florida said, I think I heard today that they were going to shut down again. So that's certainly not good for the economy and, you know, for people getting out and eating out and doing things. We had the export sales this morning. You know, they're something, but not enough to get anybody excited. The weather remains really well, good. And, you know, we're just waiting for the acreage report on Tuesday. I'm expecting 800,000 to a million acres of corn shifting over into the beans. I don't think it'll be a big market mover out here. But we need, you know, some tough weather, which we're getting, frankly, you know, greenhouse weather out here. 85 and rainy out here for the most part. Parts of Kansas are a little dry. We've got dry spots here and there around the country. But for the most part, these crops are going to look pretty good on their crop ratings on Monday night. So, you know, we've got a few things ahead of us. First notice day. The acreage report and the crop progress reports. So hopefully there'll be something bullish in there that we can hang our hats on and maybe get the funds to come out of their corn, their wheat, and their meal and push this thing higher. But again, I still think we're more likely to make lows sometime around first notice day or the first of the month. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.